This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, March 9th, the first Sunday in Lent, Year A. Deliver us from evil. Dear friends, knowing the divine nature of Jesus, I've always felt that Christ was just toying with Satan before he told him to get lost. You see, up against Jesus, Satan never had a chance. Sure, he gave it his best shot, bribery, flattery, trickery, and he came up empty. In reading this week's gospel, we may be tempted to see Satan as a pushover, and that would suit him just fine. You see, in our gospel, Jesus is just beginning his public life. He's still more or less an unknown quantity. But Satan knows Jesus well enough to send in the first team and try to take him on head to head. He's got very different plans for the likes of you and me. Rather than direct confrontation, Satan lays a lifelong siege to souls, undermining, eroding, chipping away. His plan is to make evil merely banal, commonplace, the norm. You see, he's the master of the slippery slope, turning petty prejudices into hatred, and hatred, well, into Holocaust. You see, his favorite ploy is as old as Adam and Eve. Pride is the undoing of countless souls. You see, once we believe that we're the arbiter of good and evil, well, the game is lost. What feeds our appetites becomes good, and what denies them becomes bad. Lately, this convolution of values has been accompanied by a fig leaf of self-justification. How many times have you heard people say, "I'm a spiritual person, but I just can't buy into religion"? Like a sheep who strays from the protection of the shepherd, that soul has been marked for destruction. The first frisky steps is what, if disguised as freedom, leads right to the jaws of the predator. You see, once pride takes over, all the rest is just so easy. Truth gets to be what you want it to be. Moving a decimal point on a tax return, no big deal. A little office flirtation never hurt anybody. Sure, everybody does it. You're dumb not to. There's no harm if you don't get caught. And pretty soon, Satan doesn't even have to bother with temptation. We're out looking for it, and finding it, well, everywhere. So what do we learn from this gospel? First, my friends, take Satan seriously. Whether you call him the devil, Beelzebub, or just evil, whether you envision some cartoon character with horns and a tail, or simply some corrupting ethereal force, Satan lives and you're in his sights. Know, too, that while we strive to be like Jesus, we're not Jesus. We're not equipped to debate with the devil. You see, he's smarter than we are, and he's been at it for a very, very long time. C.S. Lewis warns us, like a good chess player, he's always trying to maneuver you into a position where you can only save your castle by losing your bishop. So, my friends, what to do? Well, like Jesus, fill your life with goodness. Leave no room for evil. Give the earliest sign of temptation to God. He knows how to handle it. He'll bless you for it. And like Jesus, be humble but resolute in the face of evil. Run and hide in the Lord. Make your life an active, ongoing conversation with God. Be assured that evil will come many times and in many guises. And when it does, make sure you're not fumbling to find God's number in some forgotten address book. Stay close to him, my friends, and he'll be there right with you, ready to deliver you from evil. This has been Father Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit my website at www.davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.